Our parsha begins with the words Ve'era el Avram, Yitzchak v'al Yaakov. And Rashi says Ve'era el Ovis, and many mefarshim try to understand what does Rashi mean to teach us with the words Ve'era el Ovis. Of course, we know that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the Ovis. Moreover, Rashi says the pasuk says Ushmi Hashem le Nadati lehem, I did not know let them know my name Hashem. Says Rashi Shrei Heftachtim, I promised them that they would get Eretz Yisrael of like Kiamti, and I didn't fulfill it. And the question is, indeed, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not fulfill his commitment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, always fulfills all of his commitments. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that the Medrash in the beginning of Parashat V'chukeisei says, Ilu Bikshu Avos HaRishonim Litl Schar Mitzvah Shasu, had our others wanted to claim the reward that they would deserve to, they would get it. However, how would we, their descendants, have what to rely on? They did not claim what they were deserving in order that we, the future generations, should be able to get the schar, to get the reward that they were deserving. So he explains that at the point that Moshe Rabbeinu was addressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Hareisu, Lama Zeh Shlachtani. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to understand, if the time for Klal Yisrael has to, is it yet the time for Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim? The 400 years that they're supposed to be in Mitzrayim has not yet come. And if you're going to say there was the Kishu Yeshiva, they worked so hard, and that made up for that time, so why do you need, why do they need any special schus? Why do they need any special reason? It's time for them to leave. However, our forefathers in Mitzrayim learned from their forefathers that just like our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, gave up their schar, gave up their reward for their descendants, so too that our forefathers were ready to give up from their schar and stay in Mitzrayim longer in order that we, their descendants, should have those chusim as well. And that's what Rashi says. V'eira al avos. Rashi says, V'eira, we look at the avos. Whenever we look at others, that means that there are children. You can't be a parent without children. And what Rashi is teaching us is just like our forefathers were ready to give up from their schar for us, so too that our forefathers in Mitzrayim, even though maybe, as Moshe Rabbeinu claimed, they were ready to give up. They were ready to, the time for them had come to go out. They didn't go out. Why didn't they go out? The reason they didn't go out is because we should still have some schar left over. And it's interesting. The Rashi, if you look in the Medrash that says La'avos, it says Avos HaRishonim. What is the definition of Rishonim? That they were the original forefathers. Of course, everybody knows that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were our original forefathers. So the Sefer Yad Yecheskel explains. The pasuk says, "Im tishkar li ulanini ulanechti." Says the Medrash, "Ad kan rachmei av alaben." The relationship that continues from a father goes on to four generations. After that, halachically, we are no longer really related. But now, says the Yad Yecheskel, Rashi is teaching us, as we just learned, that we needed the schusim of the avos in Mitzrayim. But if the avos are so many generations removed from us, so then they're not our forefathers. If they're not our forefathers and we're no longer halachically related to them, how could we rely on their schusim when we're not even related? But if somebody even though in the amount of generations, they are that many generations removed, but they are still connected. They feel for us. They are connected to us. Then the fact that there's so many generations separating us doesn't make a difference. And that's what Rashi says. Avos, they were Avos HaRishonim. They, even though you, when you count generations and you count years, there may be many years separating us, but doesn't make a difference. If they still keep the connection, they're still our Avos, says Rashi. And if they're still our Avos, their Schusim could stay for us even for many generations further. And Rav Dushinsky, in his Sefer Taras Mariatz, says that there was once a king who had no choice but to imprison his only son because of his terrible behavior. But the king asked one of his ministers to punish the son. The king, this minister knew that this was the king's only son. And therefore, even though those were the direction that he was given to treat that son in a certain way, he didn't treat him that way. He had mercy on him. Then this minister became aware that the king was coming to visit the prison. And now he got concerned because the king may be upset with him if he's not carrying out his direction that he should be working with him and he should be punishing him. So that day that he knew that the king was coming to visit, he asked one of the guards in the prison, who was well known to be a particularly cruel individual, to treat, to take care of this prisoner, the son of the king. And that's what happened. When the king came and he saw how that son is being treated so cruelly, he immediately had rachmanis. And he saw that this terrible treatment that his son is getting is way past anything that he would want his son to have to suffer. And not only did he have tremendous rachmanis pity on his son, he was angry at the minister for treating his son that way. That's what happens over here. The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paroi. And what does Paroi say? Tichbar ha'avoida. Paroi said to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael into this golus, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So tichbar ha'avoida. I'm going to treat them in such a cruel fashion. I'm going to make them suffer. At that point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the way Paroi was treating Klal Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yedab alakim al Moshe v'yoyme lov ani Hashem. This is my only son. This is the children of the Avos, of Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And v'yoyme, and the Pasuk says that even alakim, even the Midas Hadin said, this is not what I meant. These are the people I feel so close to. And ni Hashem, it's time for the Midas HaRachmanis to kick in. Even the Midas Adin says, this is too much. The special relationship that Klal Yisrael has, whether it's with the Avos, and certainly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whether with all previous generations, that is what makes Klal Yisrael unique. And that is what makes us be worthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us.